Our next presenter is Ramdeo Sipol.
Thank you very much, Dandy. This afternoon I'll be presenting some results from a two-year study that was conducted at North Florida Research and Education Center. I am a postdoc with David Wright's group. So what exactly is carnada? Carnada is a relative to canola, and it shares a common parent, oleracea. It's produced primarily for its industrial oils. Unlike canola, carnada is superior in drought and heat tolerance and is high yielding. But there is an issue in the southeast of producing carnada. In the south, it's grown as a winter crop for pretty much 6 months on the ground, while in the north, in Montana and the Dakotas, it is grown as a summer crop. And because of its indeterminate nature, it has a mix of mature, partially mature, filled and unfilled pods that make it very difficult to stage the optimum harvest time. So there is a need for methods to optimize the ripening uniformity as well as accelerate the maturity to facilitate mechanical harvesting. And two of these methods that have been used successfully is the use of chemical desiccation and swathing, which will enable a uniform crop ripening and drying down of all green tissues as well as weeds to permit harvesting. In Florida, carnada is usually planted by mid-November and harvested somewhere in May, June, depending on the variety that is used. And every year we've been using a different variety. In order to capture the acreages that are required for carnada production in the southeast, we need to utilize the acreages from cotton, peanut, and corn. Farmers who want to adopt this crop need to get carnada out before they can put their summer crop in. And this presents a unique problem. We have approached this two ways, and that is agronomic management, and the next one is crop selection. We have done this in collaboration with AgroSoma Biosciences to select early maturing lines, and that project is currently in existence. So our hope here is to have carnada harvested 1 or 2 weeks prior to that natural desiccation process, which would allow farmers to get their cotton and peanut in at the right time. So with that, the objective of this research was to identify the stage which we can apply a chemical desiccant as well as a swathing treatment, and to determine what effect does these harvest aid have on the seed as well as the oil yields. This was a two-year study, and that was done at NFRAC in Quincy, Florida. In 2014-15 and 2015-16 winter growing season, the treatments were a factorial combination of harvest aid and the time of application. Harvest aid being swatting, which the plants were cut at a 30 cm stubble height and allowed to dry for a week and then harvested, or using parkwat as a desiccant. And parkwat is not labeled for desiccant or harvest aid in carnada, but we're looking for cheaper alternatives to reglone, because the oil that are produced by carnada is an industrial oil, so we should not have a problem. The time of application refers to 7, 14, 21, and 28 days after physiological maturity. And we define physiological maturity when the seed color changed from green to olive green. 60% of the seeds would have changed that color. And the variety that we've used is an old variety that is no longer in existence, and it's called 994. It's an AgroSoma variety. In 2015, we had to plant the crop three times because it was a wickedly cold year, and we've lost the crop twice to freeze damage. So we planted in January, which is really outside the ideal window for planting this crop. And for the 2015-2016 season, we plant in the middle of November, which is the recommended planting date for this crop in North Florida. So in the treatment dates differ from year to year, and this is because of the phenostage the crops were at. One was planted very early, and one was planted late. So in discussing the results, I will try to separate it by year because we had different growth stages across year. And this is just an example. In 2015, at physiological maturity, what the control looks like, and 1 week after chemically desiccating the crop or swatting it in the foreground, what it looks like. There is a drop in moisture content 1 week after treatment in a desiccated crop from 50 to 23%. And if we look at the end of the season, this is a naturally desiccated carnada. This is what it looks like 1 week after it has been treated, swatted or desiccated. The moisture content here, we've had lots of rain in the spring of 2015, so the moisture content was very high. And the yields are reported at 8% moisture. In 2015, the yield of non-treated carnada increased from about 1,700 to 2,700 kilogram per hectare at 21 days after physiological maturity. For the first three harvest dates, desiccation or swatting produced similar yields. However, if we use a harvest aid, it seems to incur a 12 to 15% yield penalty depending on when the treatment was applied. The yield of the treated carnada followed a similar trend as the non-treated crop with respect to the days after physiological maturity. We saw a similar trend in the 2015-2016 season in yield accumulation over time. Harvest aid method did not differ in yield, but was similar to the non-treated plants across all treatment dates. Similar to the 2015 data, we found that applying a desiccant or swatting 14 to 21 days after physiological maturity produced the greatest yield. But what is of importance here is what is the moisture content of that material we're harvesting. For commercial delivery of this crop, carnada has to be 10% moisture or less. In 2015, the seed dry down during that 28-day period after physiological maturity was 1.3% per day. 2016 was much drier, and the dry down was about 2.2% per day. We found that swatting treatments had 3 to 5% less moisture than a chemically desiccated treatment. And the reason for this is swatting, when you cut the plant, it halts the translocation of nutrients from the mother plant into the developing seed. When it's swatted, chlorophyll clearing, meaning the seeds change color very rapidly, as well as in the stem tissues. While both of these methods seem to be very fast-acting, the efficacy of contact desiccants, and parkwat is a contact herbicide, depend on the temperature, the day length, the light intensity, as well as the spray coverage. One of the disadvantages of using a harvest aid is the increase in the pod shattering and the seed loss at harvest. The seed loss from discharge was greater in the harvest aid treatments relative to the control. An average over the 2 years, we found that swatting resulted in a 35% increase in seed loss than chemical desiccation. The lower moisture content in the swatting treatment presented in the previous slide resulted in greater pod shattering and seed loss than chemical desiccation. So using this data as well as the yield data, we were trying to determine the optimum time to stage this crop for a harvest aid. And we found that the crop can be treated with a harvest aid when the moisture content is somewhere between 20 and 30%. And that occurred in 2015 on May 27th. So if we take that May 27th figure and we zoom into it, as I said before, Carnot is indeterminate, and to determine the stage that it's at, we have to divide the plant into thirds. The upper third, the pods will be brown. In the middle third, it would be yellow to light brown. And in the lower third, it will be green to yellow. So the crop can be desiccated when more than 70% of the seeds are physiologically mature, or 14 to 21 days after physiological maturity, or when the seed moisture content is 25 to 30%. In addition to the normal desiccation progressing rapidly, as I presented in that previous slide, there is a simultaneous change in the seed color. In both years, after 14 days after physiological maturity, about 80% of the seeds would have changed color from green to olive green to yellow or brown. In non-treated plants, the seed weight did not increase after 7 days after physiological maturity in both years. But seed weight tend to increase with harvest aid treatments. Both the harvest aid produce seeds with similar weights across all treatment dates. And this may influence the bulk density or the test weight. Greater seed weight means that it has a lower test weight. Non-treated and treated Carnata produced seeds that were similar in test weights across all treatment dates in both years, averaging about 53 pounds per bushel. The farmers are paid for test weight and yield, but the processor, is the oil content is important. In 2015, we found that the oil content did not change with the time of harvest and harvest aid, and it averaged around 36%, a little less than the canola that was presented in the previous talk. In addition, the relative fatty acid distribution did not vary with treatment. Urucic acid, which is on the right-hand side of this chart, a monounsaturated fatty acid, is a major constituent of Carnata oil and is used as a precursor for biofuel conversion. We found that urucic acid and all of the other fatty acids did not differ between harvest method after 14 days after physiological maturity and averaged about 35% across the time and the method that it was used. We are interested in oil yield. So oil yield is a function of oil content and seed yield, as we learned from the previous talk. Since the oil content did not vary with the treatment, the trends in the oil yield was similar to the trends in the seed yield. Oil yield was similar between the harvest aid treatment at each harvest. We found that applying a desiccant or swatting 21 days after physiological maturity produced the greatest oil yields, about 20 liters per hectare, which was similar to the control, 21 and 28 days after physiological maturity. So this means that we can increase the seed yield productivity while maximizing Carnata oil yield, providing that the crop is staged at the optimum time. So to summarize the findings from this two-year study, Carnata can be treated with a desiccant, or it can be swatted 21 days after physiological maturity, resulting in earlier crop harvest without having a seed yield, oil content, or oil yield penalty. The chemical desiccation and swatting decreased the moisture content relative to natural desiccation, and we were only able to achieve this in the drier year of 2016. We'll be conducting this research for another 3 years, and this will be testing some systemic and contact desiccants, some that are registered, some are not, different rates and timing of application, so we can refine the harvest aid recommendations for Carnata production in the southeastern U.S. Thank you.